I just want to say, standing up here, that I really appreciate announcements, people that speak, because this is terrifying. And I'm not one to be quiet, so. Okay, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about myself. I grew up in a big family, and we did everything together. We were active in Girl Scouts and the Episcopal Church. I loved my childhood. Six kids, we don't all agree on that, but I loved my childhood. I graduated from high school and went on to attend Cal State Hayward. And in my sophomore year, I moved to Hayward, and I've never left. I was not a well-behaved student, but I earned my bachelor degree in recreation. That means I know how to play games. And went on to work in various jobs, none of them in recreation. I met and married Jim, and we had two kids, Jimmy and Becca. Now, when Jimmy was 2.5, we enrolled him in a Christian preschool, Little Lambs Preschool, where Danica went, where he met and decided to marry Jennifer Hyrup. Then that's how I met Karen Hill, Jen's mom. Karen became a good friend and brought me to Fairhaven while the kids were still little. And she enrolled us in SBC. And in SBC, I remember Justin Jelinek saying, "You know that feeling of, why did I do that? Imagine having that for eternity." I was terrified. It was shortly after that I repented and asked Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. And Jen and James never got married. And Jim believed shortly after I did, and we were able to make Jesus the rock of our family. We weren't a perfect family, we weren't perfectly behaved, but we tried. We became in children's ministries here at Fairhaven. We started with Awana, and then we also taught children's church, and we were counselors, and Jim was camp director of kids camp, and we taught at family camp. And now when I look out here, I can see multiple people. I see you, Jer. Daniel, just so many children that have grown up to follow the Lord that we had as campers, Awana Sparkies, just all over the years. It's such a blessing. Well, our kids also grew up. They do that. Becca and Chris had two boys, Donovan and Jackson. God is so good. And then in 2008, our son-in-law, Chris, got cancer. He was on chemo for 6 months and then was declared cancer-free. It was a tough time for Becca with two kids, but the saints' prayers carried her through, and she realized that. But it wasn't over. Chris's cancer returned in 2010. And I always remember when I think about these things that God doesn't say that believing in Jesus is going to make our life easy. He just says he will hold us up through the times. Well, Chris's cancer returned in 2010, and he spent 6 months in Stanford Cancer Center, and they brought him to the point of death before they put blood back in him and started him up again. And once again, the prayers and generosity of the family of God spoke loudly to Becca. Chris came home from Stanford on the same day that I went into Eden to have a cancerous tumor removed. And the Lord once again gave me peace about that. After the surgery and 6 months of life chemo and being spoiled by Jim, I was fine. These years of our lives were rough, but Jim had it the toughest. God gave me a great husband. He didn't complain. He does now. He just cared for me through these months. And I know that God has always been in our relationship, even though we were married well prior to receiving the Lord. In March of 2013, our women's retreat was "Come Away With Me." And to me, that sort of said, "Be still and know that I am God." Well, the evening I returned, we got a phone call from the Army. James had been shot in the head in Afghanistan, and they were transporting him to the hospital at Landstuhl, where he died. Where's Kit? I need to look at you. There is no way to describe the sadness, but God held us in his righteous right hand, wrong hand, and supported us. And to this day, we feel an outpouring of love and compassion for our loss. We continue to live, and Jesus continues to change my life. I retired in 2018 and thought, what am I going to do with all this time? No problem. I haven't done anything earth-shattering, but I do walk every day with friends that encourage and share with me. And Jim and I spend a lot more time together. That was a little tough at first, but we've gotten used to it. And I'm able to spend more time in the Word. Jesus is so good to me. And here's some things that I didn't think about until I really got to spend more time with God. God has always known that his son would die for us. He always knew that Jesus would have to suffer physically, mentally, and emotionally at the hands of man. He also knew that Jesus would have all the sins of the world piled on him, and that he would be separated from his own son for 3 days. God willingly and lovingly gave up his son for those 3 days. And his son was not born of him like we are. His son was part of him. And he still went willingly. He knew how much it would hurt, and Jesus knew how much it would hurt God, and he still died for us willingly. So, Lord, please help me to be still and be filled. Being still is not my best subject. I tend to go to sleep. And thank you, Father God, for loving me so much. Back to you, Gary.